This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cruising down the ab with my homeboy Boo, laying back like Jack Miller.
That's a new one.
The greatest man alive was Cole Rock in my world.
Pretty accurate.
Yeah. No. Ravens take on the Bills this Sunday at 1 o'clock. This man, along with Ian Eagle and Evan Washburn, will be on the call for CBS. Let's head out to the Ashley Furniture guest hotline. I'm joined by Charles Davis from CBS and also NFL Network. And Charles, good afternoon. Thank you, as always, for joining us. So as you're getting prepared for this game Sunday, what are your thoughts? It's two high-powered offenses, and I guess we don't know about the Ravens' defense after what we saw against Miami.
And I think Buffalo's got a few of those question marks as well, considering what they've lost in the secondary. Especially because, you know, when you lose a Levi Wallace who goes to Pittsburgh, been a starter for you, when you lose Tre'Davious White to injury, remember Thanksgiving Day last year, I think, at New Orleans, now you're wondering, all right, who's going to play corner? Well, you draft Kyir Elam in the first round, and then you go into the first game of the year, and he gets beat out by a sixth-round draft choice out of Villanova named Christian Benford. Then you have the unfortunate incident with injury with Dane Jackson. So now you've got both of the rookies going to play. Oh, that's right. Benford broke his hand in the second quarter at Miami. So it's been that kind of a year in the secondary especially. And don't forget, they lost Micah Hyde for the season, one of the better safeties in the league. And Jordan Poyer didn't play last week with a foot injury. So everyone's got their issues right now. Everyone's trying to figure out how to get it done. I do think this, from the time I started covering this league, being around this league, the practice squad has never been more important than it is now, and it's never going to be utilized as effectively as coaches will utilize it, the ones who are successful. In the old days, the practice squad, when that guy showed up to play, he may have to introduce himself to the rest of the team because he's really just run scouts team for you and not really mixed with the rest of the guys. Now you mix them in like they're part of the regular roster just in case these days come, and Buffalo's an example of that right now.
CD, it seems like defensive coordinators to this point are kind of have been relying on the quote-unquote, I guess, modus operandi to attack Lamar Jackson from last year, right? Which is blitz, blitz, blitz. He's been blitzed on a higher percentage of his dropbacks than anybody in the league. He's seen more man coverage than anybody in the league. He's destroying the blitz through the air. He's destroying the man coverage with his legs. We know Leslie Frazier is not a guy to blitz much. And now he's got a great defensive front that's getting home without help. I would think this is a game where we see a lot of dime coverage, maybe even some 7 DB looks. I know they're thin up there, but that scheme might be the next thing they try to throw at Lamar with more regularity.
Yeah, I think you're right. And Jason, you know that they play nickel almost exclusively anyway. I mean, they're a two linebacker set to begin with. So they always have the fifth guy in, and that nickel is Taron Johnson, who's a vastly underrated nickel, who I think is a very, very good player for them. But you're right about the injuries. The good thing for them is, as I talked about before, they treat the practice squad like the regular roster. And the entire offseason OTA minicamp, they didn't have much of Poyer and Hyde. So Jaquan Johnson and DeMar Hamlin got all the reps. Then they didn't play their defense in preseason. So who got the reps again? Jaquan Johnson, DeMar Hamlin. Now, are they Hyde and Poyer? No. But who is? The beauty is they got a lot of reps and they're out there. But you're right about how they're going to play Lamar Jackson, because before, when you blitz, you weren't blitzing necessarily to get home. You were blitzing for him to make a quicker decision. You wanted to force the issue. That was one. Okay, make a decision, hit your check down. Can we be done with this, please? Two, can we keep him hemmed in? Because, you know, once he breaks out, everybody's in trouble. Now, what he's doing is, you described so perfectly, he's attacking it with his arm. I think he's got 6 touchdown passes, 0 interceptions versus the blitz this year. His percentage is off the chart. He's standing in there, seeing the blitz, reading it, feeling it. And by the way, I get the sense from watching 3 games of tape that he is understanding defense before the ball is snapped. He knows pre-snap where he wants to go and where he should go. And that's what all the great ones did. You know, Brady, Manning, all those guys, naming you, Rodgers right now, Mahomes is getting up to line of scrimmage. They're looking up and saying, pre-snap, boom, I'm going to go here, and it usually develops that way. Then if it doesn't, they have the improv to be able to take it elsewhere. Lamar Jackson is emerging as that type of a quarterback.
Charles, a new wrinkle that Greg Roman's been implementing is having Lamar under center a lot more and passing under center. Do you think that's an effective new strategy by Roman? And do you think he could utilize that more as the season goes on?
Yeah, I think it'll be more effective when their lead runners really emerge again. You know, right now, J.K. Dobbins is shaking off rust, right, trying to get back and get it done. They're still a little unsettled in the offensive line because still don't know where Ronnie Stanley fits in and when he will be back and, you know, if and when he'll be back. Tyler Linderbaum's a rookie who's played well, but still a rookie. Morgan Moses is brand new to the offensive line. So they're trying to get some of that figured out. But can they get Dobbins back looking like the kid they drafted in 2020 who played so well? I think Justice Hill is clearly the number 2 back now. And if they can get more play from them and take a few runs off of Lamar Jackson, because right now I've been saying he and Josh Allen are playing these games like single-wing tailbacks. You know, the ball snapped and gun. They either throw it, run it, reverse spin, you know, fake it to someone. They are those guys who are modern-day quarterbacks. But to your point, being under center, get your downhill running game going. Now you get your play action off of that. And I just think that it adds more diversity to the offense. And I like where Greg Roman's going with it. I'll be eager to watch it, let's say, 6 weeks from now and see if everyone's settled into their roles, if Dobbins is fully up to speed. And if so, that'll be even more lethal for them.
Talking to Charles Davis, Inside Access here on The Fan. Let's talk about that Ravens defense and how much of that can they clean up. Obviously, the breakdowns against Miami, but they gave up 26 to New England this past week. How much of that do you think they can fix?
I think they can fix a lot of it, because most of it is young guys trying to adapt to the NFL game, and they're the ones causing the bust back there. You know, I'm not calling anyone out, but when you watch tape, you write down Jalen Armour Davis. What were you doing there? Yeah. You write down Kyle Hamilton. What were you doing there? You know, it's that sort of a thing. But they're youngsters who are extremely talented. We know that. And what I thought I saw last week, let's just use Kyle Hamilton as an example. We know they got Armour Davis out of the game pretty early last week. You remember?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Didn't go so well on the first 8-9 snaps. I'm like, okay, we're good. Let's fight another day. Kyle Hamilton had his issues in the first 2 games, and I think he was 40-something snaps, 30-something snaps in both of those games. I think he was less than 20 snaps in this one. I think that was deliberate. They want to slow things down for this kid. But here's the beauty of it. Did he hang his head because he didn't play as much? Did he go out there with a little bit of a pout like, you know, a Charles Davis would have done? You know, no. He hung in there, and how about that hustle play?
Yep.
And running down Aguilar, knocking the ball free and helping his team win a game. I think they'll come along. Remember, Marcus Williams is new to the team, so he's got to fit in. Chuck Clark, you remember how he felt when all these new safeties came in? Yeah. He wasn't real thrilled, but now he's okay. They will settle in, and oh, yeah, Marcus Peters is getting healthy. Marlon Humphrey's back from the IR last year. Again, let's check back in 6 weeks and see if the communication gets a little bit better for him. And I think that it will. The biggest thing is getting Bowser back, getting Ojabo off of IR going, so they can get more of that pressure off the edge. And Oway has to continue to develop and make a jump as well.
Well, I guess to that end, Charles, are you buying their ability to get pass rush without bringing numbers until or unless a Bowser or then eventually an Ajabo joins the group. Because, like, as presently constructed, they were asking a lot out of Justin Houston, right? He got hurt. He was kind of overextended. Calais, I don't think anybody thought Calais would be playing this much again, but here we are.
Yeah. I think you're right about that. I think until proven differently, the answer is no. I think they're going to have to bring that type of pressure until we find out. Until Oweh becomes a consistent force off the edge, which is what he was drafted for. But right now, it's a little more like, you remember his senior year at Penn State where he got close, but he didn't get home, had no sacks?
Yep.
Last year, what did he have, four or five, I think?
I think five and a half,
You saw the flashes, but you didn't see the consistency? That's where they're headed. That's what they're trying to get from him so he can become that guy. Jason Pierre-Paul is being brought in now. Yep. I don't know how many plays he'll play on Sunday. My guess is he'll play some.
Yeah.
I'll be surprised if he doesn't. So I guess that he'll play some. But again, how many plays can he give you? What can he give you in that limited amount of time? And by the way, his numbers have gone down over the last 3-4 years.
Yes.
So what exactly does he have left? We'll find out starting Sunday. But again, you got to give him a little bit of time. I don't think he's in peak physical condition right now. Justin Houston groin, you know, we can go right on down the line. I think they have to bring the extra pressure right now. And let's see if Bowser and if Ojabo can help fill that in when they come off the injured list.
Charles, we talked about the Ravens' struggles in the secondary, but how about stopping the run? They're giving up 5 yards per carry. The Patriots really gashed them last week with Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson. Are you surprised with the Ravens' run defense so far?
A little bit. I know Pierce got hurt Sunday, and you know, that's his forte. Matabike, he's a good defensive tackle, and I think he's going to keep getting better. But he's more of an upfield guy. He's not, you know, standing in there and two-gapping it. That's not really what his forte is. He's get upfield, wreak a little havoc. And you've seen flashes of that in the first three games, right? I mean, game one against the Jets, he was really dominant. Thought he played a nice ball game last week against New England, made some big plays for him. But I think Travis Jones is going to be a huge key for them. We saw him at the Senior Bowl last year. And I'm going to tell you something. You talk about high power down, you know, waist down, and you think to yourself, my goodness, where does this come from? This guy was just taking on everyone. You want to line up and go one-on-one? I'll just run you back to the quarterback every single time. Not many people knew about him. UConn kid had opted out a year before, came back. They weren't winning any games. But I'm telling you, he more than held his own, and I think he's going to keep getting better. Remember, he missed the first two games because he was injured. He will help shore up some things inside. And, you know, at a certain point, if things continue to go the way they're going, Calais may have to go inside a little bit more himself.
Check out Charles Davis with Ian Eagle and Evan Washburn, CBS 1 o'clock, Ravens and Bills. Charles, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. We're all looking forward to this one. This is going to be a fun one.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy Baltimore.
Take care.
Yep, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.